was thinking of coming down here if everybody can hear me.
We can hear you.
Feel so little.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This time of year, raise your hand if you can't, if I'm not loud enough. I'll try to be loud. At this time of year, we do quite a bit of talking about the stone that was rolled in front of the tomb. We hear how the Jews made good and sure that that stone was solidly in place, and how they set a seal on it so nobody could mess with it. And just in case that was not enough, they set the temple guard to keep watch outside the tomb so nobody could even get to the stone to move it. And then, not to give away the surprise for tomorrow, but then we hear about the stone on Easter morning when the sun rises and the Sabbath has ended and the women hurry to the tomb to make sure that the men had done the anointing properly, because women have to make sure of those things, and how they were just shocked because that huge stone had been just rolled away. And then there was a greater surprise awaiting them inside the tomb. But all that has to wait, because tonight we find ourselves on the wrong side of the tomb, of the stone. Tonight we wait in what my son used to call the pitching darkness. Long time ago, I took a tour of some underground caverns in Missouri. The guide leads you through just cavern after cavern, showing you these beautiful mineral deposits, stalactites and stalagmites, and rock formations. And then at a certain point, they stop. And then the guide warns you, because it's a little scary if you aren't ready for it. He warns you that he's about to turn off the lights. And when he does, down there in the depths of the earth, it's absolutely dark. It's darker than it ever is up on the ground level, because way down there in the depths of the earth, there's nothing. There's no reflections, there's no glimmer, there's just black nothing. And that's how it is here in the tomb. It's nothing but darkness on this side of the tomb. There's not only no light, there's no scent of anything. There's no sensation of hard or soft or cold or hot or rough or smooth. There's no touch. There's no taste. There's no sound here on this side of the stone. But what there is on this side of the stone is God. Remember in Psalm 139 how King David wrote, "Where could I go to escape from you? Where could I get away from your presence? If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I lay down in the world of the dead, behold, you are there." When the body of Jesus lay in the dark of the tomb, even then God was with him. The words of Jeremiah that Helen just read to us say, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him." There's no light. There's no sound. There's no breath of life here in the tomb. But there is God. And where there's God, there's hope. In our Lenten book this past Wednesday, if you read it, the reading was by a man named Bo Cox, who wrote about when he was a young man in prison serving a life sentence for murder. And the way he described himself as a person that was dead inside. His parents would come to see him week after week, afraid and desperately sad to see him there, but he just felt nothing for them. He didn't feel empathy for the pain he'd caused them. He didn't feel gratitude for the love they were showing him. Just nothing. He felt no remorse, no sympathy for the grieving parents of the man that he'd killed. Outwardly, he was a living human being, but inside was just the nothingness of death. He lived every day on the wrong side of the stone. And it reminded me of the book by Sister Helen Prejean about a man on death row, dead man walking. That title is so powerful because the truth is there are a lot of people out there in the world, people in actual prisons, people in prisons of their own making, people who are so lonely, so afraid, so crushed, that love and compassion and hope have withered and died inside them. People like the young man that Bo Cox was are truly the walking dead. But he tells in this story how God showed up in the love of his parents, who never stopped coming to visit him, who never gave up hope in him. God showed up in the love of people who worked and ministered in the prison, who treated him like a worthwhile human being. God was there, even in that impenetrable darkness on the wrong side of the stone. God found him there in his living death, and God restored him to life. I want us to remember tonight as we're waiting with Jesus in the tomb, that God is here on this side of the stone. For all those people in prisons and on the streets, young people that have no hope for the future, elderly people who have been left in nursing homes to die, all those who are walking dead in this world, for our loved ones who died before us, especially those who were too young, for ourselves when we get lost in the darkness of our own loneliness or our fear or our unforgiveness, for anyone and for everyone who's ever found themselves on this dark side of the stone, remember tonight, remember always that God is on this side of the stone too. We may not be able to see the light sometimes, but he's with us always. And where there's God, there's always hope. Amen.
Amen.